The League of Conservation Voters has published a scorecard on congressional environmental votes since 1970. It's published in consultation with other environmental groups, including the Environmental Defense Fund, the National Audubon Society, and the Union of Concerned Scientists. League of Conservation Voters Legislative Director Sarah Chifo says this scorecard comes in the wake of another year of record-breaking climate change impacts.
Climate change impacts are really here and now, and despite this reality, the U.S. House of Representatives continued its unprecedented assault on the environment and public health. A sad truth is it's a continuation of the assault we saw in the 112th Congress. We viewed that House as the most anti-environmental ever, and this scorecard is yet another disturbing reflection to the extent to which the Republican leadership of the U.S. House of Representatives is catering to the extreme Tea Party climate change deniers.
Chifo outlined the overall congressional scores, noting that 30 senators and 3 House members received a perfect score. 5 senators and 48 representatives received a zero. The average score in the House was 43%. In the Senate, it was 58%.
Among the most egregious attacks we saw in the House were efforts to roll back cornerstone environmental laws. These include the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act. We saw yet again efforts to legislatively approve the risky Keystone XL tar sands pipeline, to increase harmful drilling and fracking across the country, and appallingly to continue subsidizing dirty fossil fuels. Now, the good news and some reason for optimism is that the U.S. Senate and the Obama administration blocked the vast majority of these attacks on our environment.
New York's scorecard was released in conjunction with the National League of Conservation Voters 2013 National Environmental Scorecard of the 113th Congress. New York League of Conservation Voters President Marcia Bistrin reports that most of New York's representatives tended to vote in favor of the environment and clean energy.
Both of our senators, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, had perfect scores in 2013. The results were quite as green for New York's delegation to the House of Representatives, where we saw a very wide range of scores. At the top, 7 members scored a 96. Nydia Velazquez, Yvette Clark, Jerry Nadler, Carolyn Maloney, Charlie Rangel, and Joe Crowley, all representing New York City districts, and Nita Lowy representing Northern Westchester County and the Lower Hudson Valley. At the bottom, scoring just 4 points, Tom Reed in the Southern Tier and Chris Collins in Western New York.
Bistrin found clear trends in Congress as a whole to vote along party lines, but said in New York that was not followed by either party.
Take a look, for example, at Chris Gibson, a Republican who represents the 19th District in the Hudson Valley. He scored a 43, which is far from perfect, but Congressman Gibson had the highest score of any Republican House member in the nation, underscoring the environmental leanings of the Hudson Valley.
While the average score for the Republican caucus in the House was 5%, the House average was 43%. Bistrin notes that New York's House average was 72%.
There is a range of voting performance within the two parties. You know, we, for example, plan on working with Sean Maloney to get his score up. He had a 79, which for a Democrat is lower than we'd like. So, you know, there's work on both sides.
The scorecard highlights 28 votes in the House and 13 votes in the Senate, using a scale of 0 to 100 based on the number of pro-environment votes cast divided by the total number of votes scored. A link to the League of Conservation Voters scorecard is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.